So why don't we pass the mic, start, let's read the translations one after another. To page 127. I'll do the first one and then you can start with the second one. To the Supreme Lord, whose form embodies eternity, knowledge, and bliss, whose earrings swing to and fro, who shines beautifully in Gokula, who, due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter, and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from a swing, quickly ran from the grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yashoda, and who was finally caught from behind by her, who ran faster than he. To that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodara, I offer my humble obeisance.
Upon seeing his mother's stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful, and his quick breathing shook the stand of the pearls on his neck, which bore three lines like a conch shell. To that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodara, whose belly is bound with the ropes of his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisance.
Okay.
With these super excellent childhood pastimes, Lord Krishna drowned the residents of Gokula in the pool of ecstasy. In this way, he declared to those absorbed in knowledge of his majesty and opulence, I am conquered only by my pure loving devotees. With great love, I again offer my obeisances to Lord Damodara hundred and hundreds of times.
O Lord, though you can award all kind of benedictions, I pray to you neither for the boon of impersonal liberation, nor for the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor for any other such boon. O Lord, I simply wish that this form of yours as Bal Gopal in Vrindavan may ever be manifest in my heart. For what use do I have for any other boon besides this?
O Lord, again and again Mother Yashoda kisses your lotus face, which is framed by locks of soft black hair tinged with red and beautiful by your lips colored red like the bimba fruit. May this vision of your lotus face ever be manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other benedictions are of no use to me.
O the Supreme Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O Damodara, O Ananta, O Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. Shower with your merciful glances and deliver this poor ignorant fool immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows and become visible to my eyes.
O Lord Damodara, as a baby tied to a grinding mortar, you delivered Kuvera's two sons from the curse of Narada and made them into great devotees. In the same way, please give me pure loving devotion for you. I long for this alone and have no desire for any kind of liberation.
O Lord Damodara, obeisances unto the brilliantly effulgent rope binding your belly, obeisances unto your belly, the abode of the entire universe, obeisances unto your beloved Radharani, O Lord, who display Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Any further discussion before we move on to Namashtakam?